League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey guys, Lance Erline here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com. You don't mean to tell me that you think they made a huge mistake with a horse one time or something?
Oh, no.
I'm just saying, Dell.
No.
John brought it up.
What is wrong with you?
Well, you make mistakes like that? No. All right, yeah, that was wrong.
You think
no, that was on me.
Yeah.
I'm going to immediately say, yeah, what's the next story?
I remember having an argument with a guy.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
Do the hustle.
Don't think we didn't jam out to this. Okay. Doing the hustle. All right. Back in the day, that was some totally sweet stuff going on at that time.
What's the sweetest thing that ever happened? You can't say it's totally sweet unless you tell us.
Just really, really good times. Really good times.
Like what? What would you consider good times? Did you meet any new girls?
On the dance floor.
Did you meet any new girls during that time?
Yeah, back in the day.
Yeah.
I met a couple.
I
met a couple girls once.
Were they nice?
They were nice. Yeah. Girls are nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I appreciate it.
Were they nice girls?
They were nice girls.
Good.
Yeah, it was
Did
back
they do
in the
good
day.
With their schoolwork?
I got the best of them. No. Yeah.
Yet noise is Del slapping his head.
What?
You could hear audibly hear the head. The palm slapped to the forehead.
Why are
you could hear that out loud.
Why are you slapping your head?
Why? I got the best of them?
Yeah, I got the best one.
What are you? Oh, I thought, the best of the girls.
Oh, yeah, I got the best one now.
I thought you were talking about multiple women.
No, I got the best of them.
Have you ever heard the French phrase?
I got the best one now.
Double entendre.
Yeah, that's why I slapped. I was like, John's like.
I got the best of them.
Yeah.
I didn't mean that. I meant I got the best
felt
of them.
Like you did. No. I heard it.
That's what it sounded like.
I got
like.
Them in their prime.
Yeah. Don't want to look at them now.
No. That's why I won't get on Facebook. I don't want to see Laura Bingenheimer. I forgot Laura Bingenheimer's name.
He doesn't want to look at his old work.
My first kiss, Laura Bingenheimer.
Laura Bingenheimer.
Back in the day.
That's right.
That's right. Oh, you remember Mel Murphy,
yeah.
Laura Bingenheimer.
Uncle Baldo Savarino.
He's my cousin. He's my cousin.
It felt like an uncle the way he talks.
Yeah. He looks just like West Virginia basketball coach
Bob Huggins.
He looks just like Bob Huggins.
Baldo looks like Bob Huggins.
Yeah. Only a little thinner, a lot thinner actually. But he does. Bob Huggins and he are really, really close. Do you got the sound? The Brock Purdy.
I thought we were talking Rockets and Cougs this segment.
Oh, we were going to talk Rockets and Cougs this segment?
You said it before.
Why not?
I've already moved on from that.
We didn't even do anything on that.
I thought about it in a break.
You don't want to hear about... Oh. We didn't see Kelvin Sampson go nuts?
So if you didn't see Kelvin Sampson last night, they're up by 20, 15 minutes left in the game. Second half, 5 minutes into the second half.
Lost his mind.
The Cougs are up 20. I mean, this was a perfect time. And actually wasn't so bad to give Kellen Sampson, his son, that huddle.
Sure. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's a good point.
He did.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, Kellen
with
was
some actual real time to
Yes,
know.
Yes. And you gave him a 20-point lead, right?
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, as opposed to Kansas is here and it's a 2-point game and you go nuts and you get kicked out. No. It's a 20-point game against the worst team in the Big 12. Oklahoma State,
right.
And you know you're going to win the basketball game, and you just go ballistic. Now, it's going to cost him some money with the league. He walked. the center, for whatever reason,
there was a switch.
Jamal Shedd.
There was a switch, and he just had Jamal Shedd on the center. And this, and Jamal Shedd, the only thing he could do, not that he could do anything, was front the center and hope and hope ball pressure made up for made a bad pass. But the centers, you know, they're warding off the little man who's running.
Warded off, he almost pushed him down.
That's what they're the legal ways you ward him off. But what the center's doing, he a full-on extension of the hand and pushes Shedd's back and head down to get free, and he did it a couple times, and finally he got the ball, laid it up, no call, and Samson walks. You know, in college basketball, in the second half, the your defensive end is away from your home bench, so Samson walks all the way down to the offensive end of the floor where Oklahoma State is as the ball is going through and starts yelling and pointing at officials, and of course
in the middle of the floor.
Yeah,
if you all the way down on the other end.
Once you do that, you're out.
Yeah,
but obviously, he didn't care at that point.
Obviously, he didn't care. I think this was probably. Shooter, take over.
Well, the announcers said the physicality in the Big 12 has been out of hand the last couple weeks, agreed with the take.
And
he was
making a point.
Yeah, he was
And there was the benefit of letting Kellen take over.
You think
the
he thought about it, though?
I would imagine.
I think he was just furious.
I think he was probably looking for the right spot for Kellen to get the.
I never even thought about that even being possible, but it's not a bad idea.
Yeah. I mean, Kellen's the successor.
Shooter wasn't ready for it, but then he got ready.
He got ready. Now, Kellen is not a drunk like Shooter.
Yeah.
Right? So we got to make
sure. You're not going to see Kellen stumble out on the court in the middle of a game at some point?
No, but Kelvin did that. Kelvin's out in the middle of the floor.
I mean, they're
picket fence.
There are easier ways to get your son some game time beyond getting fined for the action. You can get thrown out of a game without getting fined. He walked onto the court.
I'm not worried about Kelvin's money. But he was making a point, too.
Yeah, he was angry. I don't know how pre-planned it was. He was furious. And at least on that call, rightfully so.
You know, though, he's got some self-control. How many times has he wanted to?
Who throws his jacket?
Yeah, does have more self-control than walking through in the middle of the court.
Apparently not.
Well, last night he didn't. And I think a lot of it was some thinking behind it.
Yeah, I don't know what maybe something happened. Maybe it's a buildup. Maybe he had an issue with those refs from a previous game. We never know. But that missed call was egregious, and he had had enough.
So they went on to win, and it was a good time had by all except Kelvin's pocketbook probably.
Well, he talked about it after the game because some reporter, hey, take me through your thoughts on the on that. And Kelvin was like, what? You're not going to get me to pay $25,000. He might have to pay something. But he said, I guess maybe not an extra $25,000 for insulting the officials in the postgame.
What exactly happened there? And, just get your thoughts on.
I have no thoughts. So if I say something, answer your question, they find me $25,000. What part of $25,000 are you willing to pay? So don't ask me silly questions, because it's a $25,000 fine if I tell the truth. So I can't. So don't ask me.
So that's pretty good.
He roasted Jeremy Branham right there.
That wasn't Branham.
That was probably Branham.
No,
you don't know.
Branham's got a host. Does Branham host a post game?
Yeah, was that a ChatGPT version?
Doesn't he have to do something like that?
Might have been Jeremy.
It wasn't Jeremy.
It was probably Joel then.
Joel doesn't work for the Cougs.
No, but he probably went. He doesn't like to be away from Jeremy that long.
I think he's fine being away from Jeremy.
I don't know. They're pretty tight. They're pretty tight.
How much are you going to pay of that? Kicking a 20.
Uncle Drayton used to ask me that all the time.
I know, he was so poor.
Yeah. How much money you got? Hey, Drayton, you're going to sign a reliever? How much money you got? You got any money? Because I don't. And then there was the Rockets. They were the anti-Cougs.
Man,
they
were cruising in the third quarter, and then it started getting tighter. And then I went in and I was writing up a player. By 11.
Cruising in the third quarter, they scored 75 points in the first half, and they were up 7.
Well, when I say cruising,
they lost the third quarter by 14.
Yeah, well, it went sideways on them.
Goodness.
They had a 7-8 point lead. I left the room. I came back. They were down 11. Or 9 or 11, one or the other. I tell you, Snacks, what's happening? He goes, what's happening? It's the assist's entire possession. Watch it. And so he goes, Mrs. Switch, Mrs. Assignment. And I'm like, he didn't miss his assignment. Like, Sebastian's deciding that everything is. He's like, Dad. And then he gets this shot off, and, you know. But Sebastian was ready. He had four things on one play. It was that little fadeaway by Halliburton at the buzzer. That when I say at the buzzer, the 24-second clock, he was pissed off about the defense.
Oh, Halliburton, good luck. That dude's pretty good. Siakam the Pacers Siakam is a pretty good move. It's a pretty good move.
And then they got hot from three, but
From three? You mean 47%, 63% from the field. What? This is like one of the top 10 defenses in the NBA. 63% the Pacers shot.
Yeah, but now we're talking top 10. It used to be one, then it was top three. Now we're at top 10. This defense is a shell of what it was.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't help with Fred out. And Fred's going to be out for a while. Mm-hmm. But although, do you see Amen Thompson's defensive numbers? He's like 95 percentile in the league.
This is no surprise. Amen Thompson came in as one of the best defenders. He and his brother are two of the best defenders in the draft.
He had three blocks last night and 13 boards.
Yeah. Amen Thompson is going to be terrific in this. I don't know what kind of shooter he'll ever be, but guys who keep guards, who can switch and defend multiple positions, who can block shots in the paint. He's going to have tremendous value.
He does.
And he's long and explosive as a leaper.
He's got some hops.
Yeah.
Wow.
I love Amen Thompson. It's going to take 2 or 3 years for him to get to where he needs to be. You just have to be a little bit patient with him. That's all. But Amen Thompson is going to give you something you haven't had for a long time, and that's a front court player who can really defend. A backcourt player who can really defend, not front court. A backcourt player who can really defend. Who's the last one that could really defend? Eric Gordon was a little better defender than people gave him credit for. He would defend a little bit, but not like Amen Thompson. When have you had a long player like this who could really, you know, who could get after you and reject shots and challenge shots like this? Amen Thompson. They knew what they were doing with him. I think he's going to end up being a good pickup.
All right, we got to break at 8:15.
He and Fred couldn't be any different. Body type, the way that their game is built, like everything about those two guys is polar opposite.
All right, we got to break it here. 713-780-3776. Brandon, you're going to get in and talk Altuve. Anybody else wants in? Altuve, Rockets, Cougs, whatever it is. We got Super Bowl, whatever it is you want to talk about. We got sound from the Super Bowl as well that we got to get to, too. Right now, though, I'm talking about safes. I'm talking about your home. I'm talking about your business. If you need a safe, Derek DeSola is the guy to see. He is, Houston Safe and Lock and King Safe and Lock, which is the same company. Houston Safe and Lock. Half the safes in the city were provided by Houston Safe and Lock. They have a warehouse of safes. They have two locations, Westheimer and the Beltway, and they also have another one located at I-10 and Wirt. Do you have a gun? You need a small safe? You want to keep that locked up so nobody can get to it? Yes. This is something that you need to do if you have a gun. Get yourself a small safe. They start at like $600, $700. Is your family not worth that? Of course your family is worth that. Keep it locked up. But you can get to it yourself. You can get to it, but make sure the kids can't. That's important. Number two, do you have jewelry or do you have anything that you want to keep? Do you want a fire safe? A safe that is good against fires, burglary, quality new and used safes, the largest seller in Houston by far. Gun safes, commercial safes, jewelry safes, home and office safes. You need a safe. Derek is the guy to talk to. 713-522-5555. Be safe with Houston Safe and Lock. 975safe.com, 975safe.com.
ESPN 97.5 on YouTube. Dracula Flow.
I took two limitless pills to limit myself.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John Granato and Lance Zerline.
Coming up later in the show, I'm sure we'll have more VIP tables giveaway to the party at Warehouse Live in Midtown for the big game. Well, that's not all we give away here. If you like fishing, this giveaway is for you. The 49th annual Houston Fishing Show is coming to the George R. Brown Convention Center from February 14th through Sunday the 18th. It's everything for the fishermen. All the new rods, reels, and lures. There will also be continuous clinics by expert fishermen covering salt and freshwater fishing. If you love the fish or you just want to learn about fishing, don't miss the 49th annual fishing show. Check out HoustonFishing.com. Caller 4 right now wins a pair of tickets. Caller 4 wins a pair of tickets to the 49th annual Houston Fishing Show. And it could be a Valentine's Day gift to you. It starts on Valentine's Day. Good luck, guys, getting someone you love to go there with you. But caller 4 right now wins a pair of tickets.
All right. Right now, caller number 4?
Yes, for the 49th annual fishing show.
How about that? Fishing show. We love, our people love fishing shows. Our people love them. Let's get Brandon in here while we're doing that so that we can clear that line. What do you say, Brandon?
Hey, guys, good morning. Love the show. Listen every day. Wanted just to comment. Yeah, I think the Altuve extension is awesome, I think, for the franchise. I mean, obviously, Houston icon. It's going to have a statue out there. Back in the video one day, I've been made there, too. Jim Crane, obviously, the best owner in Houston sports history. 100% agree with your takes there, too, as well. Committed to winning, not afraid to spend money, and even go over that luxury tax. I just wanted to kind of get the future of the franchise now looking forward, because the big decisions for Dana Brown to make, too, when it comes to, obviously, Bregman could be next. I kind of think Bregman stays. And then at the next couple of seasons, you've got, of course, Tucker and Fromber, too, as well. And kind of want to get y'all's take on, I think Tucker walks. I think Bregman stays more than any other. And then, of course, pitching. But most surprised this offseason, I know it was kind of a thin third-base market, but if they feel like they couldn't get a Bregman deal done, are you kind of surprised they made that trade with him to get some prospects and restock that farm system and, of course, take a flyer like on a Justin Turner or something like that? And I'll get the list of guys. Great show.
Yeah.
That's the one area that concerns me, John, is if you're going to work off of a model where you let guys walk, at some point you got to be willing to trade one to get some prospects to help. Because if you're saying you're going to build through your minor league system and grow your own, then you need the help of being able to trade in your Alex Bregman and maybe get 80 cents on the dollar, because that 80 cents can turn into a new starter at some point, maybe even two new starters. So I do wish Jim Crane would be more open to dealing players if he already knows in advance he's not going to be able to resign. It's easy to say, well, we have to cross that bridge when we find it, when we get there, when the contract's up. But you got to be doing that beforehand. You got to be having – you have an understanding. I don't believe that Jim Crane and Dana Brown don't have a feel for what Bregman, for example, or Kyle Tucker is going to ask for. You just simply have to talk to their agents, and you can find that out. So I think I would – for me – at some point, I'd like to see Jim Crane deal somebody. And Kyle Tucker, the haul Kyle Tucker would bring back for you?
See, that's the problem, though. When you're right there, year after year, Jackie tweeted this a little bit earlier. It's a problem when you're there, you can't get rid of these guys.
It's
you just
hard.
Can't. You can't. It's Were you going to get rid of Garrett Cole that year when he brought you to the World Series? No.
Oh, no, you could.
But you could have gotten a haul for him. With Justin Verlander, same thing. You have to let him walk. You're going to have to let Kyle Tucker walk as well. He led the league in RBIs last year. You're going to give that up for young guys? No. You're going for it again. When you go for it year after year after year, this is the consequences.
Yeah, and you're in a better position now. Drayton McClain didn't move Oswalt and Bregman in time and didn't end up getting – the Rockets didn't move Olajuwon in time. They were offered two first-round picks. One was a lottery pick, and they wouldn't do it. And or maybe it was two lottery picks with Toronto. And just at some point you decide not to do it, and then the value plummets. And same thing happened with Oswalt.
Or he walks in free agency.
Oswalt and Bregman, yeah. But I mean,
why do you keep saying Oswalt and Bregman?
I mean, Bregman. I'm sorry, Berkman.
Oh.
Lance Berkman. Berkman and Oswalt at the same time. They eventually traded him, but they could have had so much more because they misread their hand about how close they were.
But again, I don't want him to get rid of Kyle Tucker for young players that are going to be good in a couple of years. You're in the middle of a great run.
I know, you say that now.
Right.
You say that now.
I'll say it in two years when Kyle Tucker walks.
You say that now, but what would you say if they, if they don't make the playoffs? And you hear what the Astros turned down.
It's okay. They're going for it. I mean, at some point, they're not going to make the playoffs. Yes, at some point. That's going to happen, and they're going to make mistakes.
But they've been there. They have gone for it already, and they've gotten there, and they've won world titles. They're in a unique situation where this doesn't have to be a panic. Like, if you have an opportunity to keep the window open, a Kyle Tucker move could keep the window open. That's a keep the window open move. If you get, because you're probably going to get a game-ready player right now and a big-time prospect is what Kyle Tucker is going to bring. Look who what Juan Soto brought when the Padres traded for him. Look what Washington they got. They got three of the top four prospects in the Padres system.
And look at where they are.
Kyle Tucker could be. Well, yeah, but they're not run like the Astros are.
They were a world champion with Soto, and they're nothing now. I don't care about getting some prospects for Kyle Tucker. Go for it. You're still a great, great team. Don't get rid of Kyle Tucker.
You're not going to, but it would give you the opportunity. I'm just saying it would give you the opportunity. In the short term, it would hurt, but then in 2 years, when these guys could potentially be the next rookie of the year candidates, you would think differently. But you can't see into that. You only want to live now.
Or they might not be great, good players. They might be Forrest Whitley.
Well, you never know. They might be Yordan.
Obviously. But I know what Kyle Tucker is. And I want to keep
Jeff
him now.
Bagwell. They might be Yordan. We don't know.
That might be.
We don't know who they are. So I will just say this.
You could get Yordan for a Josh Fields, which didn't hurt you. I mean.
Well, no. But I mean. But that's also, you could get him for Kyle Tucker. I would have taken a Yordan for a Kyle Tucker.
But I took a young Yordan. No, I'd much rather have him for Josh Fields.
Well, that doesn't happen.
Well, it just did happen.
That's one time in history.
Right. Bagwell for Larry Anderson. I mean, it happened.
And guess what? Those guys gave up prospects because they thought they were going
for it. Josh Hader for Carlos Gomez. It happens all the time. Don't give up Kyle Tucker, one of the best players in the game, when you're in the middle of a great run. I disagree with you. I'm sorry. I'm not trading Kyle Tucker.
I think your attitude has been like this ever since Gilbert put a death date on you. You don't care about John Tyler's going to watch for years and years. You're selfish.
I want my team to win now. Yes.
You care about your tiny little window.
I'm going to win now because I will be dead when you know whoever comes along. Gilbert put what? What did he put on 2032? Well,
always a 10-year. Yeah. Oh yeah, you still got time.
Yeah, I got a lot of time.
I should be the one who, but because I am a we and not a me person, I'm looking out for an extended run. I'll be dead in 2027, I'm actually looking for an extended run.
This is one of my favorite topics. Both of your impending deaths. I'm counting the days, but I do have to chime in because one of our guys who won a VIP table just called in and won something again, and I can't give you the fishing tickets. The rule is once, I believe, in 30 days. You just won something couple days ago.
Yeah, but he's just going to the party.
Isn't that a prize, though?
It's not really a prize.
So it's allowed. I can give him.
Give it to him. Give it to him. He wants to go to both. He's an active guy. Not only does he want to hang out with us,
I'm not
at the big game party, but he wants to go to the fishing show too. You're going to hold that against him?
You're really not. You just went on Hogs Get Fed, Pigs Get Slaughtered. Is this piggish?
Is it the other way?
I don't know. You
pigs get fed.
You confused
hogs get
me.
Slaughtered.
You confused me last time.
Right, I'm confused too. Okay, so give it to him. Don't limit that man. Parties he wants to go to.
There was a rule. It's one prize
in 30
days.
Let's give away another one.
VIP.
VIP. 8:35 exactly. A VIP table for four at our big game party. If you're not going to go, don't call in. But if you're going to go and you want a VIP table, oh, by the way, the VIP tables are in front of, in the TV's so huge, it doesn't matter where you're sitting. So the VIP tables are great, but everybody is going to have a great seat in the house. So if you don't win a VIP table, go to warehouselivemidtown.com and download. Bring as many people as you want. We want a big party, if you don't have any plans for the big game, come on, watch it with us over. And it's going to be a great place. There's food trucks, everything. So not to worry that you don't have VIP tables. So I'm not going. No, come and hang out with us. I'm sure I'm going to be throwing Coors Lights around.
Definitely.
8:35, the caller number four is going to win that table.
And think of it this way. It was once couched as a celebration of the big game and John's birthday. Now it's a pre-retirement party.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right. It is.
Because John, at some point, he let us know at some point it'll be over. Whether he might be dead or he might retire. We're not sure. But see John for the last time on Sunday before he goes someplace.
Let's break it here. 713-780-3776. This is a big one, okay? because we're going to pull this one for an air check. So let's make sure that we talk about Underdog.
That's not for you. It's for the intern to know.
Oh, well, I'm just going to pull it for him.
You don't even know how that works.
I do. I was going to pull.
Okay, but since we're playing this game, let's see what you know about what we do on this side. What's the system called that allows us to grab air checks?
It's not actual static.
That's just John avoiding the question.
Sorry, my mic doesn't work.
Let's talk about Underdog Fantasy. You got the big game coming up. This is a great chance for the remainder of the playoffs, which is the big game. You can select higher or lower. They're going to have so many stats on all these players. So many stats, catches, touchdowns, rushing yards, rushing attempts, tackles, assists, sacks. I mean, everything you can imagine for a ton of players that are available there. And in the Pick'em, in the Pick'em challenge that they have, you go to the Pick'em tab, you have to pick between 2 and 5 players, but this is really cool because you can pick higher or lower on the player stats, and if your picks hit, you can win up to 100 times your money in one single night. 100 times your money. Excuse me? Well, it's right there available for you. All you got to do is download the app. It's legal in Texas, and it's a ton of fun, and you can play along as you watch a game with a chance to win real money. Go to Underdog Fantasy right now. Go into the App Store, download it onto your phone, and sign up and make your first deposit. When you make your first deposit, you can start as low as $10, but they're going to match your first deposit up to $100 when you use promo code Lance. And you'll be ready for the big game. Plus, they're going to give you a special pick of higher than 0.5 total yards for one of the players on your first Pick'em entry. That means that's basically a W. Over a half yard, that's a win for you. And that's going to be available for you in your lobby when you sign up using promo code Lance. That's Underdog Fantasy, promo code Lance to get your first deposit of $10 or more up to $100 matched plus your special pick. You must be 18 years or older and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, the spirit of radio. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's time to rejoin the undisputed best sports talk show in Houston. It's Clearly John and Lance, except no substitutes.
All right, since we couldn't do it on Monday, we got Jackie Goss's presentation.
We don't do a show just for Jackie.
Well, we got to name it after Jackie because he loves it.
Is he going to sponsor it?
No, he loves it. Well, Jackie loves Ship
Talk.
Why
are we naming him if he's not going to sponsor
it? He hates it. And we're doing it. And that's how it's going to stay.
Yeah.
We don't listen to Galveston. Galveston doesn't boss this show. Right.
Bolivar, actually.
Wow.
It's the same thing.
No. Well, I would listen to Galveston, but not Bolivar.
It's a peninsula.
It's the same
thing. Name another peninsula. There are
okay, if a hurricane comes in, is Yucatan. Bolivar going to get whacked? Yes, huh? Same thing.
Yucatan Peninsula. Don't try me, John. I remember 8th grade geography.
I don't remember.
I know you don't.
I don't remember. Isn't Alaska a peninsula, kind of?
I think it's a state.
Well, it's a peninsula, too.
Is it? Do you know what a peninsula three-sided. Is?
Yeah, it's water on three sides. Thank you. Good night.
Look at him so proud of himself.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what penultimate is?
It's the one before the final one.
Second to last. That's right. The semis.
John, I've seen enough television. They use that stupid term all the time.
I know. It's a stupid word. This is the Jackie Goss Ship Talk segment, brought to you by Dell.
It's not brought to you by me or Jackie.
Okay. So,
hey, Daspit, don't you sponsor everything?
Do you have Stefan Diggs' nephew?
No.
You don't?
No.
Oh, he was talking some ship. Did you see that?
What did he say?
To Sauce Gardner? At the
Pro Bowl?
At the Pro Bowl.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, good stuff. He was talking ship to him.
Neat stuff, John.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. He needs stuff.
Okay, so
see how that feels, John.
Let's see if yours is better.
I was just using an example.
Choku.
How bad that feels.
Thank you, Dell. It hurts.
I don't feel bad at all.
Okay, it stopped you short though.
I saw it backed him up
neat
a little
stuff.
Bit.
Now let's get to neat ship talk.
Okay, now you're insulting me. That's fine. We're gonna go to a sport we never talk about, and rightfully so because we don't have a team here. hockey. They had the Pro Bowl was going on, but hockey also had their All-Star game going on, and they have their All-Star event. And this is one Nikita Kucherov, who is a Tampa Bay Lightning player, and he got booed by the Toronto crowd for lack of effort, and here are the announcers talking about it.
I'm not sensing a lot of intensity here, Messier.
Mark Messier.
Not quite enough intensity whatsoever here. But I love the way he plays the game.
He might have got into Tom Wilson's cooler. 4 points for Kucherov. This is not a good look, quite frankly, and the fans are booing him. And that's what happens when you don't try your best and you're in a hockey city like Toronto. They're going to let you know.
Yeah, that fan's not too pleased with it.
Do you guys remember when the Pro Bowl actually played football?
Yeah.
And at the end of that run, those guys weren't moving. Yeah. They didn't want to tackle each other. That was Kucherov.
He was just kind of...
Yeah, he was just...
Why is he doing this?
Nice leisurely skate. I don't think he thought he could win. He just gave up.
Yeah, he gave up, and the fans let him have. You heard the announcer talking about it, too.
What's Tom Wilson's cooler?
I guess
somebody's drinking during the telecast.
Yeah, apparently. And Kucherov caught it. And we'll move on. Travis Kelce, this is some background to this. There's a clip. Part of it, Super Bowl Media Day, Travis Kelce has had a glow up, and this is before Taylor Swift. If you don't know, there's a picture of Travis Kelce with his brother when they're both in Cincinnati, and this doesn't look like the Travis Kelce we see today. And a lot of people have attributed it to his proximity to black women. They say he's dated black women in the past, and they say they've seen him, they've given him a glow up. We know women, you get with the woman. John knows Wendy's upped his repertoire as far as clothes are concerned. Travis Kelce, apparently his haircuts, the beard, all attributed to black women. You'll hear him make a reference to a certain month this month, and he didn't appreciate someone saying he invented a haircut, which is mostly a black haircut.
It's absolutely ridiculous. And to do it on February 1st, to throw me to the wolves like that, that was messed up, man. I don't want anything to do with that one, man. I got a good fade if you need it, though. It's a two on top, a nice high to mid fade with a taper in the back. But I didn't invent that. I just asked for it.
Somebody said he invented it.
He invented it?
Yes, because it's a...
Who would say that? What kind of cracker would say that? I can say that, Dale.
Wow.
What kind of cracker would ask him that question? So your haircut that you invented. That sounds like something that would come off a 6'10 or something. The haircut you invented.
When they're toasting Rex Burkhead?
Is this... where did you come up with this invention?
And Travis Kelce.
Where did I come up with this? Remember when he tried to have a buzz cut and no beard and people lost their mind?
That was
early
in the preseason, right? And they're like,
oh my God. He looked like somebody from the 50s and people lost their mind. They said he was marching against Selma. I actually saw that. Like, I saw him marching against John Lewis. I'm like, oh no.
And this was at the time he broke up with his girlfriend who is a black woman. And so people are like, oh, okay, he's coming back to the other side now because he cut the hair and he cut the beard. But yeah, Travis Kelce said, hey, don't put that on me. It's start of Black History Month. I didn't invent this haircut. But he does get a good one, and it's very popular. Going to baseball, Mookie Betts, the Dodgers have made a lot of moves, much to Lance's chagrin. And apparently Mookie Betts thinks...
They cheated the way they handled the money, but go ahead.
Mookie Betts thinks the Dodgers are now are going to get everyone's best shot.
I mean, every game is going to be the other team's World Series. I mean, it is what it is. It's what we signed up for.
When's the last time the Dodgers won anything?
2020.
In the COVID year. But now they're everyone's World Series.
Yeah. No. Listen, they're the best team. And last year, the run that they made in the postseason.
Spectacular.
I mean, they won the division again, which they do every year. They have the home field advantage, and they just dominate the rest of the national.
Wait a minute.
No. Didn't they? Oh.
But everyone's World Series, John.
Oh. Wow, that's a shame they lost in the first round again. Mm-hmm. Their first round. And look what could it be? Oh, my God. The day that Jose Altuve signs, guess who they signed?
Who?
The anti-Altuve.
Kershaw.
Kershaw.
Again.
Cannot be worse. He's
less
James Harden.
Clutch.
He's even worse than James Harden.
Bagwell. Come on.
No, Bagwell. No, you can't say that. Bagwell went 3-for-8 with 5 walks in one postseason.
Now do the rest of them.
What?
Harden had good games, too, in the postseason.
Oh, no, Harden's had good games. That's why I said he's even worse.
No, it actually is because Kershaw had a long... Jeff was like... I feel bad for Jeff because his... I mean, 94 was his penultimate... No, penultimate's the next two, right? So, 94 was his peak.
Yeah.
Jeff came in the league in like 91.
And he broke his hand
94.
And he won the MVP.
Yeah, and he had some... Yeah. So, anyway... Yeah, you're right. It probably, from a career standpoint, it is more like James Harden.
685 OPS in the postseason.
Who?
Bagwell. Oh, 685.
I didn't think you'd actually go, look, it's terrible.
It's, yeah.
Do the rest of them.
And he, in the regular season, 948.
Mm-hmm. Almost
300 points off.
280-point difference, 260-point difference.
Wow.
How are the home runs looking in there, John?
Home runs in the postseason, two.
And how many at bats?
129 plate appearances.
Okay.
Two.
So that's a
13 RBIs.
That plays out to about 10 home runs in a season.
Yikes.
Are we burying Bagwell again?
No,
I'm just surprised. I didn't think you'd actually
said
go
it.
Look.
He's always got to attack.
But I already knew this.
Bagwellytics. He's always got to attack
him. No, but
him.
I already knew this, and you should know it too after all these years. I can't believe you went there thinking you were going to find something different.
No, I wanted to just... Look, I didn't. I wish I hadn't.
He misremembered.
I wish I hadn't looked.
And now he remembers.
The difference between Bagwell and Biggio is astounding in a postseason. Not astounding. Biggio wasn't great, but Biggio's way better than Bagwell in the postseason.
So we got.
You went through it. You went through it. Swing and a miss.
You watched all of
swing
it.
Swing and a miss. Pop out.
It was bad.
And they didn't.
But
have
he did have a
3-for-8
with 5 walks.
Yes,
one year.
That's his shining moment. We understand.
One.
The ball is
Luther. Luther singing about Jeff Bagwell and that 3-for-8. It is that almost
and
that time of the year.
It's a walk. Jeff Bagwell walked 5 times, and he also was 3-for-8.
3-for-7. I apologize. 3-for-7 with 5 walks.
Well, that's actually better.
In 2001 against the Braves.
Oh, congratulations!
And he had a 1,095 OPS.
One shiny moment.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, we got a couple more before we go. Lance mentioned Njoku earlier, just randomly. Well, him and Parsons had a back and forth.
Well, I didn't mention randomly. I know what happened.
Yeah,
here.
There was a back and forth. There was like a Madden thing they're doing around the Pro Bowl, and this is Parsons and Njoku with the back and forth.
Micah, how do you think he did in the first
round? I thought he did amazing. He made great adjustments. He obviously showed why Cleveland is Cleveland. And ran
That's a crazy shot.
Don't give us that political.
David, you have an opportunity for a rebuttal here. Obviously, that first half didn't go the way you wanted.
It's cool. Okay. You understand one thing, excuse my voice. It's gone. With the monsters come with big bosses. One thing you got to understand is he said Cleveland's Cleveland, but we're both here. I mean, we're both like playing this Madden game.
I think that's a shot.
You got to make it make sense.
Any person who's reenacting Meek Mill lyrics is like, I can't take them serious. I mean,
but am I lying, though?
Nah, you trying to be lyrical, but don't
not
even get
lyrical.
Lyrics.
I'm saying we're both fitting.
Lyrically, I'm supposed to represent.
He has a good point, bro. We all here.
Yeah. So what are you saying?
It's Tyreek.
Okay, fair enough. Well, let's take it back to this game for a second. Tyreek, you are back.
So what he means is, hey, we're both here, meaning we're not in the Super Bowl.
We're not in the Super Bowl.
So don't say, he goes, and if he keeps going, he goes, and I don't think he said it there, Cleveland's Cleveland, but is Dallas Dallas? Is that what you're saying? Dallas is Dallas? And I wanted to say, yes, Dallas is Dallas.
Dallas is Dallas.
And we'll close it out with...
He didn't like that Cleveland is Cleveland
no,
shot.
No, it hurt him a little bit.
Yeah.
We'll close it out with a Swiftie responding to all of the hate that her bestie's getting with something that I think was pretty appropriate.
Hey, I'm feeling really angry and upset right now because I was just watching the Eras Tour. I was literally just watching the Eras Tour. I wanted to see Taylor Swift perform. And for a total of 20 seconds during the whole, 3.5-hour performance, there were, 20 seconds where it showed f***ing Travis Kelce. And it's just, I was like, what? He was there, supporting his girlfriend and cheering for her. And I was like, I don't even understand, what he's doing there. And why is it showing him? I just don't get it. And it's really not fair for us Swifties who have been fans of Taylor Swift for our whole lives. We wanted to watch her perform and the cameras just keep panning to Travis Kelce. And it's okay. What? It's just not fair. It's just inconsiderate. And he's when it comes down to it, he's ruining live music. It just makes me, I just don't,
This is clever.
I feel like I couldn't ever even go to another concert again. I just feel like I can't even go to a concert because he's ruining it. Like, what's he even doing there?
It's clever.
This is the NFL. Yeah. Like, it's not fair. Yeah. It's just
he's ruining live music. I give her a lot of credit. Yeah. That's really, they showed him for 20 seconds. Yeah. What's even, he's ruining live music. That's actually very clever.
That's good. 848 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. I got to talk right now. Look, we were just there for the last couple of days, and it was just awesome. We loved the DraftKings Sportsbook. We loved Golden Nugget. It is a four-diamond full resort property. 1,100 rooms, 18-hole championship golf course, 12 restaurants, Blue Martini nightclub. They have the ultimate entertainment. They have the wonderful arena where you will see the Frank Fosters and the Aaron Lewis's and the Gladys Knights, the Kevin James, Rev Run, Dylan Scott, Jackson Dean. The show, go to goldennugget.com/Lake Charles and see the lineup. There's probably something there for you if any of those touched you and you want to go see. How about the 2-acre pool paradise with the slides and the lazy river? It just doesn't get any better. It's only 2 hours down the road. It's perfect. You want to go watch March Madness? You got to go now to make your reservation for tables at the DraftKings Sportsbook because they're going to fill up and you can't do it right before. Make your plans now to get to goldennugget.com/Lake Charles. Let's go. It's so good. goldennugget.com/Lake Charles.
ESPN 97.5.com. Fighter of the Night Man.
I miss you, Night Man. So bad.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
JG is smart AF. One of the top 10 largest peninsulas in the world, Alaska. Good night. Where I went to school, the Iberian Peninsula, Spain Peninsula.
I hit you with Yucatan Peninsula first.
The Yucatan is not one of the 10 biggest.
Which is even more impressive that I know it exists.
Well, that's because the Yucatan Liquor Stand. Remember on Richmond when your Yucatan Liquor Stand
used to
be?
No, I don't remember that.
You don't remember that?
No.
Yeah, it's down Richmond. Uh-huh. They also called it You Can Scam.
Before my time.
Like you can scam on girls. Like You Can Scam Liquor Stand. They called it that too.
Yeah, yeah.
That's back in the heyday, Dell, where
you dominated there, didn't you?
No. I was out of the You Can Scam game, but boy, I had a great marriage going on.
By the way, he's talking about his first one. Before Nicole, everyone. Just relax.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the good one, not the bad one. But yeah, You Can Scam Liquor Stand. You had that one going on back when all the Sam's Boats was kicking. Strip clubs were actually considered like, you know how, okay, Dale, you know how Houston rap music is literally just kind of stuck in about 2000?
Yep.
Like all of our halftime shows of our, you know, we like to act like it's just a throwback concert, but it's really just a concert. We played at Astros games too. Mm-hmm. Mike Jones and Slim Thug and Paul Wall and Bun, et cetera, who I love all those guys. But before there was that, Houston was known for strip club. This was strip club capitals. Mons Venus, people talk about that in Tampa or whatever. Houston was like world famous. And those places are still around. Centerfolds is still around.
Oh, well, yeah.
I don't know about Rick's, but some of these.
I don't know. Well, the men's club,
that's still around.
Oh, yeah.
They're still around.
Treasures. Been there forever.
Yeah. These places, strip clubs don't close down.
No. They probably take on new management, but you ain't changing that name. You ain't changing
nothing. How about
that?
I mean, those things stay forever.
Yeah. Oh, that's crazy.
Clubs, bars, restaurants,
clothes
come and go.
There's the oldest profession is going on in there, all right?
Not a cobbler. A shoe cobbler?
No.
What, dancing to music
farmer?
Is the oldest profession, John?
Yeah, there's more than that going on in there,
Doug. I can't speak to that.
More than that going on.
No. What it is.
Oh, no.
Dancing with a name tag where you have been certified and, yeah, okay, are the heels clear? They were at one point. I don't know if they still are.
Uh-huh.
You make sure that you're not – the same thing as having a clear bag when you go into NRG Stadium.
John, let's
make
do
sure there's nothing in there.
John, not that you have done a lot of research, but with your assumption, how many strippers are doing – percentage of strippers doing something on the side?
You mean like dental stuff?
Extra stuff.
I haven't been in a strip.
Wait. That's like what I'm dental saying. Stuff?
But my buddies go. Okay. And what stuff
would you
happens.
Say? So what would you say the percentage is?
I have no idea.
By your buddies.
I have no idea.
What kind of stuff happens?
I know that they're. Well, it's where quality meets performance.
Because every time we talk about strip clubs. Effort. Because why are you making.
Where do they intersect?
It depends.
Where do they intersect?
It depends on the club.
What's the Venn
sometimes
diagram?
Sometimes it's down here.
Oh. What's the Venn diagram look like?
And sometimes it's up here. Okay. Mm. Mm.
Yeah. Because every time we talk about strip clubs, you always jump to, oh, some other stuff is going on in there. So I'm just trying to figure out.
I don't think so.
Neither do
I. I think it looks like this. This is how I think it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Get done with dental school.
Thank you.
Get done with becoming paralegal, looking to become a lawyer. Mm-hmm. You do that. Then you go in. You do your shift. You tell people to keep their hands to yourself.
It's not exactly weed to heroin, okay? When you're walking around naked all night. Chances are,
not naked.
Okay, it's not that big a jump.
That's why I asked you for a percentage, yeah, since you're so sure.
I don't.
This isn't topless,
no,
bottomless, John.
I know.
We're not.
I don't know what the percentage. I have no idea what the percentage is, though. I have no idea.
Stop acting like you do. These are people's livelihoods,
well,
and I think
I
they keep
I'm
it
just
clean.
Saying, stuff
they keep it clean.
Well, you two thinking, well, that never happens there.
I didn't say it never happens,
it's a kind of a natural progression.
But anytime
it's overblown.
Yeah, I believe John is overblowing. I'm not saying it doesn't happen, but not every stripper does the extras.
Okay, strippers, call in.
I didn't say every stripper. Did I?
Eric
never
Wong.
Ever
Eric
said
Wong.
Every stripper.
Eric Wong.
That's how you're acting.
That's
Eric
you're acting.
Wong, have one
He's
of your
right.
strippers call in, 713-780-3776. Mm-hmm. I think you're being unfair to him. I think you're mischaracterizing. You wouldn't want people acting like that about you, like, this guy's drinking at 4 in the morning. Yeah. He's drunk. Yeah. He's out in the You drink Coke Zero sometime.
Yeah, well, right. Usually right after the show, but then it's right to Coors Lights. As soon as I can.
But if people called you a drunk, would that make you upset?
I don't care. I don't care what people think of me.
Usually when a guy,
I never care
when a guy drinks in the middle of the afternoon, then he's going to do this.
No. Yeah. What do you do?
What do you mean?
What do you do? Exactly.
What do you do?
You drink in the middle of the afternoon, then you go home and you're a family man.
Yeah.
But some people would say drinking in the middle of the afternoon suggests you're a degenerate who might do other stuff.
And?
Yeah.
And that's not a big jump either.
But they're not right in your case.
Well, what if somebody said, oh, John said he gets drunk and goes to a strip club. Would that be right?
Well, no, I don't. Just because you go to a strip club.
That's what people could say.
I mean, no. That's different. That's way different. Yeah, I didn't assume. Okay. Just because you drink doesn't mean you go to a strip club.
Good job of killing a segment off of stripper talk. I honestly didn't think this would happen.
But I can tell you for sure, for certain that
that's
this
some
happens.
Yes, that's some. Sure,
that's some.
No
yeah.
one's not. No one's arguing that.
Right.
Do you guys miss
it
being
probably
on radio?
Happens more than you think.
Do you guys miss being on Radio
less than
Row?
You think.
Do I miss being on Radio Row? I missed being with Randy Moss today.
You didn't miss wrong it. Randy Moss, but we could talk about. We could be talking about hemorrhoids right now. Hemorrhoid creams, mustard. We could talk about so much stuff with. Hey, look who's we've got, Randy Gratishire. Oh, actually, I think he died.
So this is happening. So my granddaughter watches us on. I'm like, hey, other kids get to watch cartoons. She has to watch us every day.
I wouldn't have
She's
to do
1 year old, and I go, you know, other kids. And my daughter goes, yep, you're right. Not every baby gets to listen to the stripper versus sex worker debate by her grandfather.
Wow. Actually, that's what. Yes, she actually characterized it right.
Yeah.
Dell's saying there's a difference between what you're talking about. The stripper's just like, I'm just going to tease you a little bit, and then give me all your money.
Mm-hmm.
And
some
actually,
some do.
Actually, less respect.
Some,
for,
you know
less
what?
Respect for them. Those are the tricky ones.
Those are the tricksters.
Those are the tricksters.
They call them tease.
Well, yes,
the teasers.
I don't think
Deshaun realized the difference between.
And
hey,
some
we're not even sex workers.
Some don't
we're
tease.
We're just librarians.
Agree. Some don't.
Right. So
hey, you do massages?
How lucky?
Huh?
How,
I'm a pastry chef.
Right.
Why would you ask me that?
Right. I mean, Deshaun, he had a much larger market right here.
He's all here for
that.
Him.
Would have been accommodating.
And instead, he's reaching out to reaching out to a physical therapist.
That's the
you
thing.
Also do massages or what?
No, that,
sports massages.
I'm sure that's his thing. He didn't want the short.
No, he
thing.
Didn't want the easy.
He wanted the well. Maybe she'll say.
Where do you work? Oh, I work at a coffee shop. Do you also massage?
No.
I mean, I've given my boyfriend massages before, but that's like just like neck and back. What about? Have you ever done a towel massage? No.
Yeah. No, why does it always come to? Why it comes right down to Deshaun again?
Because
how about?
I know. I. Why am I? See, I'm better than that.
You are.
You create an atmosphere of a lot of toxic stuff.
He does do that,
and
doesn't
if
he?
You are around it enough, you become toxic.
You know
and
what?
I'm becoming toxic you know,
bad
because
influence.
Of you. You're a bad influence.
A bad influence.
You're the
you know
James Spader
bad
of
thing
the show.
In here? How hot it is.
Well, yeah. Open the door.
Holy crap, is it hot in here. Time for you to talk about Allstate. You know what? You can make it warm in your home or cool.
It's funny. We were talking with I was having a conversation with an air conditioning guy yesterday. And we got into the conversation. Joel and I were in there. We were talking about Allstate windows and siding because, you know, there's air conditioning, which I'll be talking about soon, which obviously is huge. But, you know, for some people, you have air conditioners and heaters that work fine. The problem is you have leaky windows. And when you have leaky windows, you get the draft in and you get dust in your home. And sometimes you get more noise. If you have single pane windows, oh, forget about it. That's not going to be effective in terms of your energy efficiency. Do you know that new windows that are custom fit and fit the right way and taken out without glass breakage and done the right way with windows that are made right here in Texas for Texas tough weather, do you know that that can lower your energy bill by up to 40%? I mean, that's an astounding mark down in your bill, in your energy bill, and that's what they're able to do. So make sure that the professionals over at Allstate Windows and Siding are putting in new windows for you and siding, complete siding jobs. They got big discounts on windows and siding, but you have to tell them you heard about it from Lance Zierlein and that you're an ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 listener. It's AllstateWindowsAndSiding.com. This is a perfect time to get windows done while the weather's nice. Do it now. Don't wait until the summer. Do it right now. AllstateWindowsAndSiding.com.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Everyone loves our chicken pot pie.
Chicken pot, chicken pot, chicken pot pie.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.